This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Diana in Columbia, Missouri. Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, my husband is a big fan of yours, listens to you quite a bit. Presently, he's in Texas. He wants a divorce. Biblically, there's no grounds for divorce. Basically, he's saying it's too much effort. How does one convince a Christian to reconcile, even though the olive branch has been extended numerous times? What do I do?
Well, keep praying, because ultimately it is God that changes the heart. But I think that all too often we as Christians fall for cultural ideas, and that idea would be, God has given me marriage to make me happy. Perhaps God has not given the marriage to make one happy, but rather to make one holy. It is a radical concept of marriage, but I think that's God's call. It's to holiness in marriage, and that trumps the pursuit of mere happiness. And ultimately, what's happened is we think that love is a feeling. And when we don't have the feeling, the whole thing is just too much effort. And the truth of the matter is, love is not a feeling, love is a commitment. Feelings ebb and flow, but the commitment should never change. Now, you can't change anybody's heart. Only the Holy Spirit can do that.
But I believe right now that his heart is closed. He has closed his own heart.
Well, perhaps right now that's how it seems, but God can do what seems to us impossible. God ultimately is the one that moves hearts. The proverb that says, the king's heart is like channels of water in the hands of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. If that is true of the king, it is true of every one of us. Ultimately, you've got to rest in this. If he is genuinely a believer, then he will come to his senses, recognizing that to be a believer, you first have to say, I'm a sinner. Secondly,
correct.
You have to say, I'm willing to repent of my sin, which is to say, I want to turn and follow God and do it his way. And when you do that, you've received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. You're no longer Lord of your life. Christ is the Lord of your life, and you want to follow him in obedience. And even if we can't find an ounce of satisfaction in a marriage, it's not about selfishness, it's about selflessness that we are called to as Christians.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.